45 degrees. Good morning. It is 45 past 5. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason Kanz.
Good morning.
Nobody says 45 past 5. It's just a different way. Quarter to 6.
Yes, it did strike me a little odd.
I know.
Yeah. I had a colleague when I was at the University of Iowa who would say quarter of, and I have no idea what quarter of means. Does that mean quarter to? Does it mean quarter after?
Yeah.
I think it means quarter to, but I really had no idea.
Quarter to. Yeah, quarter to.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, prepositions can matter sometimes.
They can. Yeah.
I write, like, sales communication for the other, like, two-thirds of my day. And so, you know, you're just, do I want to say of or with, you know? So.
Sure. Yeah. Language is weird.
It is a Tuesday, and it is May 14th, 2024.
Halfway through the month, almost.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not a Wellness Wednesday, but I guess this is on my mind. So is in terms of I'm really trying to turn back the sugar. If you remember, I shared like over a year ago, I got some stuff from the doctor that's like you're bordering on like the, you know, the, whatever kind of diabetes. Anyhow, you don't want it. And all that kind of stuff. And then after I got the 3 month report card. They said, you're good. You can go back 3 months or a year. And so now, I mean, time flies. And so it's well over that. But I mean, it's just places I've been. Sunday, there was a Mother's Day gathering, cake. Last night, lemon squares. And even in the cereal aisle last night, Honey Nut Cheerios averaged like 12 grams of sugar versus I got the other Cheerios, which seemed really boring, at 2 grams.
Yeah.
So sugar is just everywhere.
It is. You know, it's so weird. And you think of like Honey Nut Cheerios, you're like, those should be good. Those should be healthy, right? And
I know.
And yet, that stuff creeps in lots and lots of places.
Yeah, it's six times more sugar. And so, and you know, the regular Cheerios just seem so boring. And I'm like, you have to just kind of turn back your expectations.
Right, very true. You know how you help regular Cheerios? You add sugar to them.
That kind of defeats the cause.
It does.
No, I had to mentally tell myself in the line, I mean, I could sense that inner disappointment, but I'm okay. You know what? Yeah. Do you want to get healthy? Do you want to be here for your grandkids? Which, again, there's nothing to tell you here. But, I mean, I just, I thought, put bananas on them, which I did this morning.
Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a healthier choice for sure. Yeah.
Bananas singular. You know, and again, the Cheerios, it enhances. It's a win-win for both the bananas and the Cheerios.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. I assume you like Raisin Bran.
I do like raisins, but I looked at Raisin Nut Bran even to jazz it up more. And again, that gets
added
like
sugar.
To 19 grams of sugar.
Oof, man.
Start looking at it. Start looking at it, you know.
Read the labels.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, it's just front of the mind awareness. Whatever is there, we talk about.
Yeah.
We got a lot to get to in Acts 2, 5 through 13. I don't know. Why don't you read like half of that, and then I can read some.
Sure. So at that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken. They were completely amazed. How can this be, they exclaimed. These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native tongues. How about there?
Okay. I'll just pick it up. Acts 2:5. Beloved, this is from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. He did the whole New Testament. Can you believe it? Beloved, Jews from every known nation had come to Jerusalem, which was the focal point of religious life. Because they came from such a wide area, they spoke different languages and dialects, leading to communication difficulties, which we still have even without the language problems. Bewildered, everyone came to find out what had made the loud, rushing sound. The people were astonished because as they spoke, they understood the disciples, whom they knew to be rural Galileans and not language experts. Luke noted that Jews and Gentiles came from the northeast, Parthia and Media, Mesopotamia and Elam, the northwest, Cappadocia, Pontus, Phrygia, Asia, Pamphylia, and Crete, the southwest, Egypt, Libya, Cyrene, and the southeast, Arabia. Even though everyone could understand what the disciples said, they could not make sense of what was happening. Some were confused, while others believed the disciples were drunk, my friend. What do you say about that?
Yeah, you know, I that's one of the things that has always fascinated me. You know, I think people have different opinions on this idea of speaking in tongues. And I had a friend once say they could speak and understand one another. And, you know, for me, that seems to be a big piece. What does communication look like? How do we learn to speak in ways that other people can hear? You know, and here they're crossing language barriers. But as you said, I mean, we even run into that when we speak the same language. And, trying to find ways in which we can listen and hear one another to kind of cross that communication difficulty.
Yeah, for sure. Very good. Well, hey, that puts it in the books for today. We'll take it up again tomorrow. There's our friend Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com. Today is Dance Like a Chicken Day, just so you know.
All right. I think I may skip out on that, but
okay.
It's
just wanted you to be in the know.
I feel like your wife and I probably are on the same wavelength with that.
Right. We did not have the chicken dance at our wedding celebration for Peggy.
Sometimes it seems like we complain about anything and everything, including hotel stays, which should be relaxing and fun.
Yeah, 400 international hotel workers were asked to share some unusual grumbles and diva-like demands.
Here are the most unusual complaints revealed by hotel staff. For instance, one staffer received this complaint. The sheets are too white.
Wow.
Just too clean. I like them to feel a little bit more like home.
Somebody else complained, you know, the sea is just too blue.
Could you change that for me? Unusual hotel complaints, odd hotel complaints. The ice cream was too cold.
The bath was too big.
Goodness gracious. Another guest complained that their dog did not enjoy his stay. And we know.
Oh, what else? Another one said the hotel had no ocean view. They were actually in the middle of England.
We'll work on that for you right away, ma'am. Oddest, weirdest hotel complaints revealed by hotel staffers. Someone complained there was no steak on the vegetarian menu. How dare you? How dare you?
Another complaint, the mother of the groom wasn't given the honeymoon suite.
That really should have been reserved for me. Huh. Oddest, weirdest hotel complaints. Bless you folks who work in any service industry. You put up with a lot.
Some others, most unusual hotel requests revealed by the hotel staff. One glass of water on the hour, every hour throughout the night.
Someone else wanted 15 cucumbers a day.
The toilet to be filled with mineral water.
Only the right legs of the chicken to be served.
Could I please have a bath and may it consist of chocolate milk?
Another person asked for 16 pillows. There was just one guest in the room.
And I don't know what the soup of the day is, but I'd like crocodile soup.
Again, thank you, folks who work in hotels.
Yeah, wow.
Surprised you don't kick us all out. It's Tuesday Trivia here in the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. The number to dial 715-723-2555 if you'd like to join us live on the air and have a chance at today's prize, which is a digital movie download of Ordinary Angel's phenomenal film. And we would love to get that to you wherever you might be listening from, all throughout Western or Central Wisconsin, worldwide at WWIB.com. We can send it right to you. But first, you have to figure out our query for Tuesday Trivia, 715-723-2555. The question is as follows. Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. One or more of what? Over 50 million of us have one or more of these. 715-723-2555.
We always need a hearty soul, a brave, courageous person to be the leader to go first. So is that you? 723-2555, 723-2555. What's the question again?
Again, the question is over 50 million of us, over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. One or more of what? 715-723-2555 for that Ordinary Angels digital movie download.
And the contest also serves as a chance for us to kind of take a bit of roll call and ask, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy.
Is it a car?
Is it a car? 50 million of us have one or more cars. Is it a car, Tammy? It's not, but good to hear from you from 94.3 FM. Call us back.
All right, 723-2555. Yeah, 50 million, that's a big number, right? Yeah. 330 million or so in the whole country of people, so.
Over 50 million Americans, over 50 million of us have one or more of what? One or more of these, 715-723-2555.
Tammy's the only one with a guest this morning, Caleb.
Yeah. We're hearing from Wausau. Where else will we hear from? Usually it's from all over Western and Central Wisconsin. But are we going to stump you right away? Hopefully not. Chance to win that Ordinary Angels digital movie download. We'll send it to you wherever you are. You don't even have to stop in.
Good morning. I think it's... Yeah. Tammy, go right ahead.
Television.
Televisions is another great guess.
One or more televisions.
That's not it, though. Good
Thank
one.
You, Tammy.
That's a great
Working
guess.
Hard in Wausau.
Yeah, it may be more than 50 million. Who knows? But we have the answer we're looking for. That's the thing, right?
Yeah. Over 50 million of us have one or more of what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris from Eau Claire.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how about, is it a camper?
Is it a camper? Huh. One or more campers? 50 million of us?
No.
But a lot of fun to get out and about.
Yeah, this time of year for sure. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Bloomer.
Hi, Mary.
A pocket comb?
A pocket comb.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's an interesting guess.
Is it
what we're looking for?
It's not.
No, not a pocket comb. Thank you, Mary from Bloomer. 715-723-2555 if you'd like to join in the throng of people guessing.
The guests kind of trickling in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you at?
Elizabeth, on the road.
All right.
I'm going to say a child.
A child. Yeah. 50 million of us have one or more children. Sure, good thought process there. Is that it? It is not. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Amy. I'm calling from La Crosse.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, I'm calling in on the question.
Yeah,
the
what's your guess? Today.
What do you think?
I think it's credit card.
Boy, a lot of great answers here out of the gate.
Yeah, one or more credit cards. 50 million of us. Really well thought out. Yeah.
Dave Ramsey just cringing. That's not it.
Thank you. Good to
Thanks
hear from La Crosse.
Yes, absolutely.
93.7 FM.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa Mondovi.
Hi, Lisa.
Is it a coffee maker?
Is it a coffee maker?
Oh, one or more of those. That's not it either.
Thank you for calling from Mondovi, home of the Buffaloes.
Take three more guesses this go around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rose from Phillips, and I'm guessing computers.
Computers.
Well, you guys are covering all the bases today.
Yeah, one or more computers. I mean, sure, we have more than one computer in our household.
Yep, might that be it? That's
nope.
Not.
Good to hear from Phillips, home of the loggers, do you believe?
Yeah.
Over 50 million Americans, over 50 million of us have one or more of these. What are we talking about?
Two more guesses. Hi.
It's Elizabeth again.
All right, Elizabeth, you're determined.
How about a pet?
A pet.
50 million of us have one or more pets.
Pets are like Pringles. You can't have just one.
We've got like four. That's not it.
Thank you, Elizabeth. One more guess here.
Pets are like Pringles.
I don't know. It's not.
All right.
Don't eat your pets.
Yeah, right. Good
Here's
morning.
Mary from Bloomer again.
Hi, Mary.
Toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All right.
We got some spares from Walmart the other day. In case anyone wanted to know. Thank you, Mary.
Because
that's not what we're looking
Pringles,
for.
You need to brush your teeth. All right, that's going to do it this go around, everybody. So we'll try again after 8:15. 50 million of us have one or more of these. What is it?
And the bases are loaded for Jake Bowers. The 3-2 delivery. High drive, deep right field. Back goes Reynolds. Grand slam. The Brewers are within a run. It's 7-6 Pittsburgh.
That's Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Jake Bowers crushing that grand slam. Milwaukee scored all of its runs in the 7th and 8th innings, but still fell by 2 to the Pirates in the series opener from American Family Field, 8-6. The Crew still lead the NL Central at 24-17. The three-game set continues tonight. And how about arena football coming to Eau Claire? The Arena League yesterday said Eau Claire will be getting an expansion team. No word on what the team will be called or just who owns the team. League Commissioner Tim Brown, NFL Hall of Famer, will be in Eau Claire on Friday to provide some more details.
Caleb, you look slimmer and trimmer these days.
Well, trying to be. Just had my weekly meeting with Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire yesterday. And again, down to 185 pounds. I was at almost 242. Just throwing those numbers out there. That's a pretty dramatic thing. And it's not going to hide from that number. It was a pretty big number. Again, almost 242 pounds down to what my driver's license said I was when I got it years and years ago, down to 185. And you can do this too. You can see dramatic differences in your health, your well-being, and your weight with Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Award-winning and customized nutrition plans combined now with breakthrough weight loss medication, if that's something that you need as well too. It's a truly personalized experience. And again, you're unique. Every person's unique. So your weight loss plan should be as well. Do it the Livia way. Livia's L-I-V-E-A, Livia.com. You can call 855-GO-LIVIA. And you can stop into Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Mention you heard about it here on WWIB. Mention my name, Caleb. You can get 8 weeks of your personalized weight loss nutrition plan with Livia for free. It's incredible. It's, again, been a transformation for me. I want that for you as well, too, especially as we head towards summer. Be comfortable in your own skin and the summer clothes that you want to wear. Do what I've done and be able to dig some clothes out from the bottom of the drawers and say, hey, I can fit into these again. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Again, mention my name, Caleb, or WWIB. 8 weeks of your program free.
Round two of our Tuesday trivia here on WWIB. We had a lot of great guesses last hour.
Yes, indeed. We heard from Wausau, Eau Claire, Bloomer, Chippewa, La Crosse, Mondovi, Phillips. Didn't get the right answer to this question. Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. At least one of what? Over 50 million of us have at least one of these. 715-723-2555. We want to give you a free digital movie download of Ordinary Angels. Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson star in that one. Phenomenal faith-based film, Ordinary Angels, based on incredible true events from 1994. It's worth a watch, worth owning, and we want to give it to you for free wherever you might be. We can send it to you by email, 715-723-2555. The number to call, over 50 million Americans have one or more of what? 723-2555.
Yeah, let us know. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mary from Bloomer Family Pictures in the Wallet.
Family Pictures in the Wallet.
Mary, just good full thinking. Of good guesses today. Could that be it? It's not. Sorry.
Thank you, Mary. Over 50 million of us have at least one of what? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the radio, and we're looking for your name and where you're at and what's your guesses?
My name is Veronica, and I'm currently at Rochester Mayo Hospital guessing that it is a mole or a beauty mark.
A mole or a beauty mark. Okay, sure.
Might that be it? I had a joke about moles yesterday, but that nothing to joke about if they're on you. That's not it, Veronica, and we wish you the best there at Rochester.
Yes, thank you for calling.
All right. Keep it going. 723-2555. People kind of getting tuckered out here, but give us the question again.
Over 50 million of us, over 50 million Americans have at least one of what? Over 50 million of us have one or more of these. 715-723-2555. Incorrect guesses. It's not cars, televisions, campers, pocket combs, children, credit cards, coffee makers, computers, pets, toothbrushes, family pictures in the wallet, moles or beauty marks. None of those.
All right, I'm trying to really carefully listen, which is not always a strong suit for me. And it seems like you're not saying necessarily more than one, but one or more. Right?
715-723-2555.
Okay. One or more. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, Giovanna. And what city are you calling from?
Excellent.
All right. Go right ahead.
Is it Old Selfo?
Old cell phones.
Oh, that's another great guess. But that is not it. Not what we're looking for. That makes me think of, like, something else, too.
Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. At least one of what?
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Maybe we've stumped them for this go-round.
Yeah. All right. So let us know. Think about it. And all right. Well, one more time. So, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Heather from Mondovi.
Hey, Heather, what do you think?
A watch.
A watch?
A watch. Okay, yeah. Sure. I'm wearing one right now.
I am not and don't, but hey, a lot of people with the smartwatch these days. That is not what we're looking for, Heather, but thank you so much for trying. All right, that'll do it for this time around, so we'll pick it up again after 8:45.
Yes, indeed. Be ready to call. Over 50 million of us have at least one of these. What could it be? It's Tuesday trivia time. Try number three, 715-723-2555 for your chance to win a digital movie download that we'll send right to you wherever you might be. The movie Ordinary Angels, starring Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson as well. 715-723-2555. The question is this. Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. Over 50 million of us have at least one of what? 715-723-2555. 723-2555 is the number to dial.
We've got a lot of great guesses. Our first two goes at this, and we start with Mary and Bloomer. Hi.
A junk drawer.
A junk drawer.
I still remember where mine was. Mine and then my sister's each had one. in the dining room. Yes, the junk drawer. Is that the correct answer? It's not.
But well thought out, Mary. Great guess. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Over 50 million of us have one or more of what?
Mm-hmm. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Well, hello.
Allergies.
Okay, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dan from Eau Claire.
Okay, Dan in Eau Claire. Allergies, he says.
Is it allergies, Dan of Eau Claire?
Do you have allergies, Dan?
I don't have allergies.
All right. Neither do I. That's not it, though. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Dan. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
But, you know, something a little different with Dan's answer there, right? It was away from some, not just a possession, but it was kind of thinking in terms of something bodily.
Sure.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Terry from Phillips.
Hey, Terry.
I was wondering if it's Bibles.
Is it Bibles? Over 50 million Americans have one or more Bibles?
That probably is the case, but that is not the answer we're looking for.
Oh,
thank you. Try back.
She thought she had it, Caleb. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary.
Did you know?
I'm calling from Claire.
All right, Mary, Claire. What do you think?
A pet, dog, cat?
Oh, yeah. That's been guessed, I think.
Yeah, pets have been guessed. You can have a bonus guess.
Oh, okay. Bible was my other guess.
Yeah. We could say Christian books, I guess.
Sure.
All right.
Is it Christian books?
It's not.
No, it's not. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, hey, Linda.
Maybe bathrooms in their home?
Yeah, oh, bathrooms.
Wow,
one or
sure.
More bathrooms. 50 million of us. Not a,
I just really like the way you guys think these things out, though, too, because, again, all of these very possible answers, just mm-hmm. not what we're looking for.
It's looking more and more like we're going to Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
All right, Paul, come on. You won last week, Paul.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul. Let's see.
I was going to guess a bowl of nachos.
A bowl of nachos?
Wow, that's a unique
guess. The callback to his win last week, Paul from Willard, is it a bowl of nachos? It is not.
Sorry, Paul.
Right,
three more
funny.
Guesses, that'll do it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right, Terry again. How about TVs?
That was guessed.
That was guessed.
Oh, okay.
Bonus all guess? Right. Do you want one?
I don't know.
No worries. Call all us right. back. No problem. 715-723-2555. Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these.
What is it? Hi.
723. Hi, it's Rose from Phillips. Dentures.
Dentures. Oh, more than one pair of dentures.
Could that be it? Dentures? Not what we're looking for.
But good to hear from you, Rose. Good to hear from Phillips. We've been big up in the Northland today.
We're big in the Lumberjack area. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Robin. I'm calling from Amory.
All right, Robin. What do you think?
Yes. Is it a scar?
A scar.
Is it a scar? Over 50 million of us have one or more scars. Is it a scar, Robin, for Amory?
Great guess, but that's not it.
But good to hear from Amory. Oh, man, I can't remember the high school mascot for Amory.
I'll have to look it up. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry.
Cell phones.
Cell phones.
Could one or more cell phones. We've had old cell phones guessed, but current, like new cell phones.
Is that it? That's not it either.
Thank you so much. The Warriors, the Amory Warriors. Okay, there we go. It was going
to
bug me.
Solve that. All right.
There you go, Amory.
Let's solve our quiz this morning.
All right, so this moves on to Win It Wednesday. Then after 7:15 tomorrow, we'll give you another shot. Maybe we'll even think up a clue. You never know.